From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio. Radio. Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
And it is the safest studio in America. That much I can promise you. It's Armed American Radio. Welcome to the program. We're having a lot of fun here today. I've got Gabby Franco, you're co-hosting the program with me for the full 3 hours. It's wonderful to have you here. Thank you. Raleigh, you're picking up the show right now, and you're in for a good one. AWR Hawkins is here, 106.1 FM, booming out all over the Raleigh-Durham area and half that state of North Carolina. Love that, and all the other stations in North Carolina. We've got you out in the West Coast and Seattle, all over the country.
I didn't realize how much fun this is. You know, it's so fun. It's nice. It's cool talking to people.
Wait for this hour. This is AWR Hawkins. You've not met AWR Hawkins, but I'm going to bet you he knows who you are. And I'm sitting here across from Sean Shanto Young. Shanto, can I tell how your name came about, Shanto? It's so much fun.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, please do. That's an interesting story.
I don't even know.
Okay. We've got Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman was on the program a few years ago. And during a break, I introduced him, told him who he was. We went to a break after the segment. As we were coming back, I welcomed him back to the show. And he said, Mark, it's a wonder, it's a pleasure to be here with you firing 44 caliber silver bullets of freedom across America's airwaves with you and your sidekick, Shanto. And it has stuck ever since. So it's great to be here.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, AWR Hawkins, I missed you here at the USCCA Expo, brother. I got to be honest with you. I would have loved to have had you here. But that's okay. I'm probably going to see you at the NRA convention in just a couple and a half weeks. Is that about right?
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, and it's going to be in Atlanta.
I plan on being in Dallas, and my wife had an injury to her leg, and so we might have to do a little surgery, some other stuff.
Surgery is never really good. She's doing okay.
For sure.
Well, I hope I get to meet you.
Well, it'll be great. It'll be great to meet you.
AWR, have you ever met Gabby Franco? You know who I'm talking about. Olympian shooter, competitive shooter.
Top Shot.
Top Shot season 4.
I feel like I have met you. But I'm nervous to say, because every time I go out on a limb like that, I find out I'm ignorant again. So we'll just see. But I look forward to seeing you in Atlanta if you're going to be there.
Yeah, I will be there for sure.
Oh, she's definitely going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. And sitting over to my right, we have Val Dior. Val Dior, of course, is Dallas's news chick. She's going to chime in from time to time. I'm surrounded in AWR. I'm actually in Dallas at the Salem Radio Network Studios, which is an awful lot of fun. I never get a chance to actually sit across the board from Shanto. Let's jump right in, AWR. Let's start with Wayne LaPierre. Following your let's just start with your headline. Wayne LaPierre, NRA has supplanted media in hearts of American people. This is important for a number of different reasons, because you know my disdain for the media is the same disdain for the media that you share, and it's what you write about every single day. Why is it important, and what does that headline mean? What can we take away from that?
Well, the headline, the way I meant it, I wanted it to be an insult. Like, I would love Jake Tapper, Chuck Todd, and the rest of them who can't wait to report on the Russian investigation, but they don't even know who Susan Rice is. I'd love it if they're offended by that. I would also love if they're offended by the fact that no matter what they did, and in spite of what they did, Neil Gorsuch is now our replacement for Scalia, and he's there. And they can go home and cry tonight, and it doesn't matter to me. And we have ruined the left's plans for the next decade or so. So that all of that is entailed in that. And Wayne LaPierre is exactly spot on, and he knows it. And what he's doing, he's basically doing a lot of what, you know, parents teach their kids not to do. And I'm saying it in the right way. He's after beating them, he's rubbing it in. But guess what? In this situation, it's good to rub it in. So rub it in a little. And if he rubs it in a little more, I'm going to write it up again, because I want to keep rubbing it in too. I love it.
What you're saying is, I'm hearing you say it's a little bit of salt in the wound. And Wayne, is he getting a little bit of payback here for the last 8 years of what's his face?
Right, right. Exactly right. When you think about the way they've treated Wayne LaPierre, honestly, they've written things like, this man scares children. This man. Like, he is. And let's be honest, what has, quote-unquote, this man done? What this man has done is, he emerged from Sandy Hook when Senator Joe Manchin was saying, we need universal background check for an attack where the guy stole his guns. When Senator Joe Manchin was doing that, here you have Wayne LaPierre, measured, personable, and to me showing a degree of affection for these kids, saying, look, the only way you'll stop a bad guy with a gun is if you put a good guy with a gun in there.
And he was demonized. He was demonized.
He basically wants protection. He wants people to be protected.
He wants the kids protected. Exactly right. He's not talking about his own protection. Of course, I mean, he handles his own life that same way. But I'm saying, you're right. He's talking about how can we save these kids' lives. Joe Manchin's universal background checks, they won't save any lives. And if you don't, and if listeners doubt me, just look at France for a while. And when you're tired of looking at that example, then understand the only thing that's going to work is what LaPierre set forth, not what Manchin set forth.
Hey, you know, AWR, we don't even have to go across the pond for that. We can look at it, and you've written about it. You've named the names. You've named dozens of shooters, killers, murderers, psychopaths, who a background check of the caliber that they're talking about would not have stopped. Now, I want to make the point, AWR. I've got a lot of guns in my safe, and I've had a background check for every one of them. So it's a flat-out lie. That's as far as I'm going to go, because I'm not on satellite radio, and I'll leave it at that. Am I right or am I wrong?
It's a flat-out lie. You're right. You know, I can just name California and Washington State and Colorado right off the top of my head. I can name the dates. Colorado, October 31st, 2015, three people killed. November 27th, 2016, three people killed. Colorado Springs, Planned Parenthood. You can take September 23rd, 2016, Burlington Mall, Washington State, five people killed. You can go with California, December 2nd, 2015, that's San Bernardino, October 8th, 2016, two Palm Springs police officers, and I can keep going. But all of these things were supposed to be stopped by universal background checks. That's what Gabby Gifford said. She said that those will keep us safe. Well, guess what? They don't. Just like background checks didn't keep her attacker from getting and her attacker did pass a background check to get a gun. In that same way, background checks don't keep you safe. They don't keep me safe. All that keeps me safe is I've got this Glock on my hip to fall back on.
And what people are forgetting is that we are the first line of defense. If you are the first line of defense, what are you going to use to defend yourself? How are you, myself as a woman, can defend myself against a man no matter what? Or even another woman. Who cares?
Let me say something here. Again, AWR, you know me long enough. You know I like to talk about personal experience, okay? I was unable to carry my handgun yesterday where I went after the expo closed under Texas law. As a law-abiding citizen, you know what I did, AWR? I followed Texas law. I handed my handgun in a bag to another individual to take up to a hotel room for me yesterday, at which point I was reminded that that can't be done lawfully in the state of Washington, because that would have had to have been a background check performed in order to say, hey, do me a favor, put this in the room, I'll get it from you when I get back. That's asinine.
Right. No, you're exactly right. It's your property. And it's your right. That's more important. It's your right. But yeah, that's disappointing to hear you say that. I hope Greg Abbott's listening, Governor Abbott, I would say, because
yes, sir,
he could fix that. He's so pro-gun, and I'm so proud of him.
Right.
But, yeah.
It's legal in Texas. It wasn't legal in Washington State. And I was actually with Alan Gottlieb, and he reminded me. He said, you know what? I can't do that in Washington. You would not be able to do what you just did in Washington State. And that's, of course, 591 that passed. That criminalizes that. It's insanity, and this is what we have to deal with in states around the country. Now, Gabby, you work with the National Rifle Association. You do a lot of stuff with them.
I do. I'm an NRA commentator and, you know, host a few of the shows like Tips and Tactics and stuff.
And you get on there with Cam, our good friend Cam, and everyone's
I do. We talk a lot about Venezuela, you know, pretty much what you say. When you say, I was about to say, when people get bored about talking about Europe, you can talk about countries like Central America, Venezuela, where gun control is super, you know, it's like, we hate guns. Guns, when you have gun control, crime is going to go, you know, low. And what happened is that it's completely the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like in Venezuela right now, you're not allowed to own firearms. And that's why I wanted to talk to you in New York. You know, everything started with a registration. Right now in Venezuela, you know, people register their firearms, and what did they do? Knock at their doors.
Right.
Okay, now that's a huge point. Right. AWR, when we come back from this break, let's go. What do we have time-wise, Shanto? About 30 seconds. Okay. AWR, when we come back from the break, let me kind of segue over to Gorsuch, all right?
All right.
Because we're talking, you've got a piece out about how our individual gun rights are protected. Here she's talking about what would have happened had What's-Her-Face won. And we know that's the direction they wanted to go. We know, as you've talked about on the program many, many times, that the background checks that they're looking for and seek have nothing to do with stopping crime. It's merely a first step in eventual registration and confiscation. Mm-hmm. Background checks aren't working because we don't know where the guns are. We now need registration to work hand-in-hand with background checks, at which point that's not going to work. Confiscation is next. You've lived it. You've seen it with your own eyes. Your countrymen have to face it every single day, and it's morally corrupt. AWR Hawkins back after this. We'll go to Neil Gorsuch. It's driving the left crazy, as it ought to. Back right after this with AWR.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Dean Adams Concealed Carry Holsters provide maximum concealment for anyone who wants freedom of movement, trigger protection, and quick access. Our comfortable and functional holsters also serve as practical everyday wear for your EDC. Focused on comfort and safety, we have multiple patent-pending designs perfect for today's gun owner. For your concealed carry solutions, check out DeanAdams.com. That's DeanAdams.com. Or find us on Facebook at Dean Adams Official.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. We'll be right back.
taking on the anti-gun crowd. Once again, here's your host of Armed American Radio,
Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios with you in Dallas. I was going to say Atlanta, Texas, but it's not Atlanta, Texas.
Atlanta, how you doing, Texas.
In Atlanta, Texas. It's been a long couple days, man. About 6 hours of sleep with those missed, you know, those goofy flights and everything going on around there.
You get more sleep than I have.
Well,
you're the rock star. What's going on here?
No sleep, man. You got to be on your game when you're at the conventions. You really do. You have to be on your game.
I know that is, yes.
But you missed a good one, but that's okay. You know, we've got a lot of fun stuff coming up in Dallas, Texas here. Thank you. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up in Dallas. And don't do it while I'm sitting here.
I'm not doing anything.
No food or drink in the studio is going to get tossed across this room.
What are you doing over there?
Coming up in September, the Gun Rights Policy Conference is right back here in Dallas. NRA convention coming up next year is going to be in Dallas, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So you're going to be seeing an awful lot of me. Gabby, you'll be here because you reside in the Dallas area. It'll be an awful lot of fun. All right, I'm talking with AWR Hawkins. In case you don't know who AWR is, well, you haven't been listening to the show long enough. AWR's regular contributor on the program. He is the Second Amendment, I'll call him editor, but award-winning Gun Rights Defender of the Year award this year, which was the award I won the year before. And number one, what was it? AWR, Second Amendment Journalist of the Year. I'm getting the two confused because you win so many gosh darn awards. Both of them handed out at the Gun Rights Policy Conference. This is the real deal. If you want to read everything AWR writes, it's at Breitbart.com. You can also hear him on Bullets with AWR Hawkins, the podcast, and you can listen to him with me. We don't do the same segment, but we're both on together with Kurt Schilling, great Boston Red Sox great pitcher, Kurt Schilling on Breitbart.com on Whatever It Takes. It's AWR, you're the real deal. I can't thank you enough for what you bring. You bring your stories to life on the radio, and it's the most popular segments we have. So
that's
thank
awesome.
You.
Oh, thank you. Great to be with you.
All right, let's go to, I'm going to go to Gorsuch first. There's two ways to tackle what's happening with Gorsuch, all right? Number one, the NRA is making a pledge. You wrote about this. The piece is titled, NRA Pledges 2018 Campaign Against Red State Senator Tester for Opposing Gorsuch. And then you wrote a piece about a day later, well, it was a day before, I guess, Neil Gorsuch confirmed Heller individual gun rights protected. Can you tie both of those together because we have so much to cover with you?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's about it, though. I mean, you know, Gorsuch, Trump said on October 9th that he was going to use SCOTUS to protect the Second Amendment from people like Hillary Clinton. Well, that was, as I say, that was the 9th of October. And everybody kind of views Gorsuch as a fulfillment of that pledge. And so then what you have, though, you have these red state Democrats, 10 or more, I think maybe 10, and NRA are watching. And if you don't vote for him, we're coming after you. And that's a pretty easy pledge because in every one of those states, Trump won. And anyway, long story short, then you get people like Tester, who I can't figure it out. In one of the reddest of red states in Montana, he votes against Gorsuch, which the NRA rightly interprets as a vote against the Second Amendment. And so now they've said, look, we're coming. And in 2018, whoever he's running against, he can add to that also running against the NRA. And that's not going to be an easy deal for him. And hopefully, I'm just voicing my opinion, hopefully they'll run him out of there. Because I'm sick of people who want to talk pro-gun. I'm pro-gun. I love guns. I'm pro-gun. I go hunting and all that. But then when it comes down to protecting the rights of citizens, they side with Chuck Schumer. If you vote like Chuck Schumer votes on guns, you don't deserve to be a senator, cut and dry.
Chuck Schumer and guns. All right. Thanks for that, New York. Appreciate that. 30 years. You can't find anybody in New York better than Chuck Schumer. Everybody's laughing in here.
I have a question here. How does Chuck Schumer continue to...
How's he continue to be elected?
I don't get it. Am I missing something? New York, what is going to... I mean, I don't get it.
New York City.
This guy's a joke.
It's New York City. Gabby Franco, you're absolutely correct.
I'm with you, Shanta. I know good, solid people that live there.
Some of these people, you listen to what they say, and you're just like, really? Someone listened to you and believed in it?
Let me tell you something. Unfortunately, and this happens like countries like Venezuela and a lot of different countries, people don't go out and vote. Sometimes they feel like their voice is not going to be heard, mm-hmm. and they feel like, oh, those people have been there forever. If I go out and vote, and they probably are the vast majority.
New York City,
you know what I mean?
My vote doesn't matter. We get a lot of that in California. You know, the liberals have overtaken. It doesn't matter if I vote. That just cements power. AWR, what's your thoughts on that, particularly when it comes to Schumer? You mean to tell me New York can't find anybody other than that cat to run for office, or they can't find anybody to run against him? Or is it just New York City that's got the rest of the state held hostage, bro?
Well, I think it's both. I mean, I think New York City has the state held hostage. But I also think with Democrats everywhere, Democrats stay in power because they get free stuff to the right people,
mm-hmm.
and they keep giving free stuff to the right people. And that's what Schumer does. And he's got a concentrated voting base there, many of whom want some free stuff. They don't want to have to work. And Schumer makes sure that that's the case. And on top of that, with earmarks and other things, he brings home the bacon for the people who do work, but they want to know that certain projects are going to be funded. And that way, by investing in those projects, they can double, triple, quadruple their investment. So he can make the rich richer, and he can keep people who are poor but don't want to work from working, and they can just live off the government.
Dependent.
And the rest of the country suffers from that vote. That answers your question, Sean, as sad and pathetic as it is. The rest of us have to suffer because he is a U.S. senator. We get the same thing with Franken up in Minnesota. These guys doing nothing but toeing the line. And they all toe the line on gun control.
Who would run? I mean, anybody with a right mind, who wants to subject themselves to what's going on nowadays?
I've been asked to run, and I don't see it. I mean, I wouldn't survive.
You've been asked to run.
Right.
I seriously have had people have asked me to run. I had someone ask me.
Boy, is that another? That's another hour right
now.
There. All right.
And who would subject themselves?
Talking
to
about
this?
Things that don't make sense, and sometimes it's hard to even understand. What about the moms demand action?
Mm.
You know, now they're so sad because of the Florida House bolstered Stand Your Ground. How can you be sad about that?
Yeah, at AWR, that's the title of your piece, Moms Demand, Absolutely Heartbreaking, Florida House Bolstered, Stand Your Ground. You know, all three of the women at the meeting got mad about it, but go ahead, tell us about that story.
No, I mean, you just summed it up. I mean, I laugh at them so hard. The only reason they exist is because Bloomberg keeps propping them up, and there's a few of them who still haven't been embarrassed bad enough, so they'll show up for $1. And that's how it works. And they're showing up for $1, and he might, to be honest with you, because I might be wrong, he might be throwing in $1 and a lunch at McDonald's. He might be giving them, like, they don't have to, you know, that day everything's covered. And it's embarrassing. They don't, their arguments are pathetic. And as Gabby just pointed out, here's the deal. They're opposing. See, they used to say, well, we're against illegal guns. That's all gone. The facade's gone. Now they're against laws that strengthen my ability to exercise self-defense. Now they're against campus carry. Those are laws that would keep young moms safe, that would keep single women.
And let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. As a new mother, you know, I would do anything for myself so I can protect my child.
Right.
I'm the adult. I'm the one who is there to protect my child. If I cannot protect myself, how can I protect him? You know?
Well, the answer to that question is you can't.
You can't.
Well, you can't do it. There is no cut and dry. Now, we're getting ready to take a break. When we come back from that break, George is in the news, all right?
Really?
Well, yeah, we passed campus carry, but, you know, because of AWR Hawkins, we find out campus carry passed, but teachers remain unarmed, even though the law allows them to carry.
I like you even more, AWR.
AWR Hawkins is going to be right back with us right
the
after this.
Deal.
Don't go away. Breitbart News, the real deal. AWR Hawkins right after this. Award-winning for a reason. You know why. That's why he's here.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours. Thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today. And there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
This upcoming segment of AAR is sponsored by the USCCA Education and Training Department. For your own toolkit or to become a certified instructor, visit teachuscca.com. That's teachuscca.com.
And this would be a great time to mention to you to please head over to usccaonair.com, usccaonair.com. And if you screw up because you love Armed American Radio, you can still type in usccaonair.com. We've got you covered. Both will take you to the Gun A Day giveaway, which is moving through the entire month of April. Now, I haven't pulled that up yet. We'll go there in a little bit, but I want to send you in that direction. We just got done wrapping up the expo. In fact, some of the guys and gals who had booths over there are in the process of that right now. Still working at that Fort Worth Convention Center. Why? Because they wanted to bring you all their products, all their gear, all their accessories. Wonderful people. Crossbreed Holsters will be here. Trent Cooper will be here at the bottom of the next hour talking with us about, well, they won the, what was it called? It was the best holster of the year, right? How do you screw that up? Of course, I'm being facetious, but the Crossbreed Super Tuck won the Reader's Choice of Concealed Carry Magazine. Hundreds of thousands of voters, and the Crossbreed Super Tuck, there's a reason for that.
Well, I own one.
Well deserved.
And what were you carrying in when you were there?
Yes, I do.
The crossbreed Super Tuck. You were actually carrying in a crossbreed Super Tuck. I have one with me.
And you couldn't even tell I was carrying one.
No, you couldn't tell. And you're small framed, and that's very important. I want to talk with Trent about that.
Sure.
Men and women are built differently. We all know that that Super Tuck works regardless of your frame
and
who you are. Very comfortable. All right, AWR Hawkins, award-winning journalist, Breitbart News. Let's go back to you. You know, this is a story that's near and dear to my heart because Governor Deal vetoed campus carry last year. Not only did he veto it, he vetoed it in flames with a long dissertation about how he could justify vetoing campus carry because of he used Thomas Jefferson and Madison's words, and not in a roundabout way, to justify the veto of campus carry. He's going to sign it this year. I'm pretty confident of that, AWR. So I don't know how he's going to answer his own veto from last year. Don't know why he did it to begin with. But you have a piece penned, Georgia teachers remain unarmed, although law allows them to carry. What? How does that work?
Right, and I'm going to hit that. I want to say something first. My phone's blowing up during the break. My buddy in Orlando, John Kenneth, and his wife, Josie, are listening. I just want to say howdy to them. Haven't heard from him in a while, so it's good to hear from him. I'll tell you how that works. In Georgia, you may know from Georgia Carry, Executive Director Jerry Henry. He's a great bud of mine.
Yep.
That's one of the greatest pro-gun guys walking this earth. And he reached out to me last week, and he said, look, man, we got this law we passed in 2014. Allows these teachers to carry for self-defense and period because no school boards will take it up. So what the law did in 2014 is, think about this, it made it legal, any school board, if they want to let their teachers carry, their teachers have a concealed carry license, the school board changes their policy, the teacher undergoes a little bit of extra training, then the teacher can carry. So there's some, if some animal like that guy that attacked Sandy Hook comes through the front door, then he's got to make it past the first two or three teachers who are armed before he ever gets to the kids. And odds of him doing that, of course, are about zero. But instead of doing that, these people on these school boards have just sat around, and the teachers are not armed. And so they're as vulnerable now as they were before the law was passed. Mm. And that's ridiculous. And my only hope with that piece was to call attention to that. Hopefully somebody will be shamed enough that they'll at least at one school district, just one, let the teachers carry and show them how it works.
But what is the reasoning? I mean, what is the excuse? Well, we know, but what is the other, what are they saying to the teachers? Why are you?
I don't know that. You know, Jerry and I, we'll probably talk this week and do a follow-up. We didn't discuss, you know, have they pressed this particular school board and the school board pressed back. The way it was presented to me, it just sounded like it just never even come up, that the school board's just, it's like it never happened. Now, that's how it was presented to me. And sometimes in that situation, it's legal, it's never come up. All we need, if you're listening in Georgia, we need somebody to be sure it comes up. Next school board meeting, let it come up. Listen to this. It's Sandy Hook, folks. That CNN will never tell you this because they're too busy telling you how many rounds the AR-15 held. What they don't tell you is that the gunman had over 9 minutes of unarmed, with no armed resistance. Over 9 minutes.
Wow.
I don't need an AR-15. I don't need a 1911. I don't need a Glock. I could take a five-shot revolver, and if I've got over 9 minutes, the amount of damage I can do would be breathtaking. And I'm not even special.
No, AWR, breathtaking in this sense means comparable, okay? And I want to make that point. You could do the same damage with a 9mm. I had this conversation on the flight out here with someone. In 9 minutes, you can do incredible damage. Mm-hmm. All you need, doesn't matter if there are 5 rounds in the magazine, doesn't matter if you have 50 magazines with 50, it doesn't matter.
Stop the threat.
This is exactly what I was referring to with the woman. I was able to fix Liz on her way to California, on her way to Dallas, on her way to California, because she had never heard this side of the story before. Why? Because she's living out in California getting one side of the story. So when you can fix people, this is, listener, I'm talking to you right now. When you have an opportunity to take somebody to the range, do it. Take them to the range. You will never hear somebody say, oh, that sucked. I never want to do that again. Mm-hmm. Quite the opposite. Oh, my God, that was a blast. Mm-hmm. Can we go back? Regardless of their political affiliation. So that's critical.
If you're listening and you're on the fence regarding what Mark's saying or what Gabby's saying or what I've just said, Google search AWR Hawkins plus Virginia Tech Review Board. Google search it. Because what you'll find there is after the Virginia Tech shooting, I did a piece, I think it was 2 years later, the Virginia Tech, and it may have been 4 years later, but either way, it's there, the Virginia Tech Review Board put out a review of the Virginia Tech attack. That was April 16, 2007. Guy killed 32 people. They were weighing whether it would have made any difference if he hadn't had, quote-unquote, high-capacity magazines. Now, this is about as bipartisan as you can get on this board. And they said, dude, it makes no difference. And why does it make no difference? Because he had the one element that counts most in an attack on his side, time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nobody could shoot back. 32 people are all they can do. And I hate to say this, so I'm going to say it, because you need to get it in your crawl. 32 people, all they could do was beg for mercy. Gunmen don't come in buildings to show mercy, folks. They come in buildings to pray on the weak, and you don't want to be one of the weak, so change your policy.
And quick question, A.W. Val with SRN News. Is this a liability issue? Is that why schools don't want to touch it? Because if they do arm teachers or allow teachers to be armed, and God forbid something happen, a child get a hold of that handgun, the school would be held liable. Is that what this is, that they just don't do anything?
I think there's that fear. I think there's the fear, too, of the PR campaign.
Oh, right. Okay. There you go.
But I know you know that. But here's what's happening. Here's what's happening. If you look right now in Iowa, the bill that just passed that creates Stand Your Ground for that state, if their governor signs that bill, what it also does, it's the first one of its kind, to my knowledge, and Mark can correct me if I'm wrong, it allows people to sue municipalities.
Correct.
First time ever. If a municipality puts in a gun-free zone and you're harmed in that zone and you can prove that if you were armed, you could have been safe, you can sue them.
Okay.
We let that happen a little bit. This coin we're looking at it's not just going to stand up on end, it's going to flip.
Mm-hmm.
Once that happens, it's going to change everything.
Okay. And that's one of the reasons, you know, we have to talk about this stuff that happens in California or like in Iowa or New York, because those are how they test the waters. You know,
right.
Like Democrats, they say, okay, if we pass this, maybe we can pass this other law and maybe we can extend this. They have patience. That's the thing that people don't realize.
This is incremental steps. They are in this for the long haul. AWR, we've referred to this, the two of us on the program, many times. This is generational.
Okay. It's just like socialist.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the creep. That's
in the meantime,
exactly what
the whole common sense argument is just right there in front of your face. Mm-hmm. Right now.
It's
right
crazy. Now. AWR, we're, you know, we got a happy ending story. And I know Gabby's been dying. She wants a happy ending story. Would you tell us quickly, what is a happy ending story? How much time do we have, Sean? 30 seconds. Okay. Tell us in 30 seconds, what is a happy ending story? Then we'll go to it when we come back.
It's when a violent ex-boyfriend thinks his ex-girlfriend is in the home by herself, and he kicks in the door with a knife or a handgun, and before he can find her to take aim, she pulls up a 12-gauge and blows a hole in him. Mm-hmm. That's a happy ending story. Or she pulls up a 9mm or a 45, whatever it is. That warms my heart because her dignity and her life is secure. And I don't care about his life. He traded his life when he took on that endeavor.
And here's the way I'm going to close out this segment. AWR knows me well. If you attempt to take someone's life, liberty, or pursuit of happiness from them, guess what? You lose your right to all three of the above instantly. More AWR Hawkins when we come back right after this.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Check out Gun-Tote Mamas at the USCCA Concealed Carry Expo in Fort Worth. Meet Jennifer Wilhelm, one of the original Gun-Tote Mamas, who will demonstrate our new designs and help you find that perfect concealed carry option. Gun-Tote Mamas, the most respected concealed carry bag in the USA. Endorsed by top women's organizations like the Well-Armed Woman and A Girl in a Gun, we provide the highest quality at affordable prices with superior customer service. April 7th through the 9th in Fort Worth, let Gun-Tote Mamas help you take control in style.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
A little bit. It's the Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. Wow. Rocking it up. Coming out of my chair here. I love it.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Chantel.
I have a question to ask you. What was all that noise when the music started?
You got to listen to Jagger. You didn't have it up loud enough, and I just wanted you got to hear Jagger in there going, oh, yeah.
So what you're trying to say is you were feeling it.
I was feeling it.
Okay, that's
I was in the groove. All right, gotta love Keith Richards ripping in there. It's great stuff. Welcome back to the program. We're talking with A.W.R. Hawkins, who gave us, and that's why I asked, because I knew where he's going to go with this. But his description of a happy ending matches my description of a happy ending. And you know what, A.W.R., let me say this. I got the emails from a couple folks. I had some conversations with some very fine folks here, known nationally. I'll just leave their names out of it. But we had basically a theological discussion, a moral discussion. I go back to that email I got a few weeks back, right, that said, you know, I have a problem. As a Christian, I have a problem. It sounds like you're celebrating the death of another human being, and I don't think that's what we should be doing as Christians. And I said, no, I'm not celebrating the death of another human being. What I am doing is I am celebrating the victor, the victim being alive. That's what I'm celebrating. That's morally correct, is to celebrate the life that was saved. Not to mention, AWR, I think the future lives that were saved or could possibly have been taken.
Gabby, and that life that shouldn't be in harm in the first place.
In the first place. That's absolutely correct. So we've got a happy ending story. Why don't you, do you know what the, what's it? Because he wrote it. I want you to
yes, I was wanting you to talk about the home invasion suspect that brings a crowbar to a gunfight. I mean, exactly.
But what happened, Gabby? What happened to the crowbar? To the crowbar wielding thief?
Well, he gets hospitalized and. In stable condition.
Stupid is a stupid does.
Right. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. Go ahead, AWR. What's that about?
Well, he's a slow learner.
Yeah.
Here's the other deal. I'm still stuck on your first point, and I know I'm stuck on your first point for this one. I think my mom is 75 years old. She might have just turned 76. I get her age messed up, but if my mom were in a bathtub and she lives by herself and someone comes in the house, and if you had a video and you could watch it, and as that individual closes on her with a knife, right before he gets to her, if my brother happens to be visiting the home and he comes in and he shoots that guy, do you celebrate? Sure you do. Mm-hmm. If you've got half a brain, you celebrate because the innocent life was protected. That's why you're celebrating. I don't care what happens to the animal that wanted to kill my mom. I don't care what happens to him because he came in there to do evil, and he was handled, and that's it. And so when people when they claim Christianity for pacifism, they have perverted everything, and they're not yeah. – they're, I know. I don't want to go too far afield, but I do want to say they're not reading things right.
Exactly.
Because the Bible does not teach pacifism. And all that person needs to do is read Leviticus a little. I think, Mark, mm-hmm. we've talked about
mm-hmm.
that.
Many times.
24, mm-hmm. I believe, or 26, one of the two. It talks about how if you kill an animal, you can redeem that animal's life with money. But if you kill a person, the only thing that will redeem that person's life, if you've killed them in cold blood, not if you're a soldier, not if you're a policeman, but if you've killed them in cold blood, the only way that you can make good on that is to give your own life. That's how valuable life is. So, yes, I cheer when an innocent life is preserved. Doesn't necessarily mean I cheer the death of that person, but it also means this. I'm not going to waste time apologizing about cheering. I'm just not, because my mom's safe, or whoever that woman is safe.
Right. And let me tell you something.
Rangers framed it.
The rule number one is that you have to be alive to be Christian or Catholic, whatever you want to decide to be.
Right.
So,
and if you've ever been terrorized or victimized, there's no argument.
We want to go a step further, AWR. Yeah. First of all, we get into praying for the soul of somebody. You can still do that. You can still do that. While you are celebrating the life of the victim, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. And that's something I want to drive home when we talk about happy ending stories, in the sense of the definition of a happy ending story, which is what you said at the close of the last segment. A happy ending story is your mom being alive, not the other way around. Do I feel sorry for that perp's family? Yeah,
sure.
I do. They're as much a victim by his mm-hmm. actions as anybody else. Mm-hmm. But I don't care what happens. And I want to point this out, too. It's critical. We are not trying to kill somebody when we defend our lives. We are trying to stop the threat. If their death results as a result of their activities towards me, that's their fault. They earned it. And, well, guess what? I hope it hurt. Have a nice ride.
And, Mark, let me tell you something. If I have to defend my life, I will do it with a spoon, if that's the only mm-hmm. thing I have in my mm-hmm. hands. Mm-hmm. You know, so somebody telling me that, you know, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't hurt somebody else. So what is it for you? What is the value of life?
Right.
Because to me, it's all I got.
Right. Well, you know, something Mark, you said, too, you made me think of this. Well, I don't think we've ever put it this way, but when we say happy ending story, if that offends somebody, that's not the same thing as saying we're bloodthirsty.
Right.
And I think that's important. I don't wake up today going, I hope I can kill somebody. Mm-mm. To my knowledge, I've never had that thought. I've been 49 years on the earth. I've never had the thought, I hope I can kill somebody. But if somebody comes in my front door and they pose a threat to my wife or me, it's no problem for me to pull the gun, pull the trigger, no problem. Not because I'm bloodthirsty, but because I'm doing what Gabby's talking about. I'm defending the life.
Right. You know, let me go out on a limb here.
Mm-hmm. I have. It's the only life my wife has. I'm not going to let you take it.
That's it.
Let me go out on a limb here. It's not something we've ever talked about, but let me ask you this question. I'm going to bet, because I know you well enough, I would bet that you would feel better waking up every day never having to write another happy ending story ever again. Isn't that true?
I would feel better every day if I woke up and I was on a fishing boat with a bunch of night crawlers and some country music playing in the back.
Right?
That's the bottom line. But it's not that kind of world. It's a world where you can go to the 7-Eleven tonight And while your wife's inside, the guy behind her can pull a knife. Mm-hmm. Or while you're in the car watching her, the guy next to you can grab the door and jerk it open and put a gun in your face. That's the kind of world we live in. It's not a fish all the time.
Day yeah. or night. But not only night.
Doesn't matter when it is.
Yeah, I'd rather yell fish on any day.
Right.
Yeah, and I bet there's a cold beer on that. I bet there's a cold beer on that boat. I hope there's a cold beer on that boat. AWR, I want to thank you, brother. As usual, we're getting ready to end this hour of Armed American Radio. Breitbart News, Armed American Radio's political analyst, and I'm going to tell you, award-winning. You hear him here every week for the reasons that you were listening to him today. Nobody says it better than AWR Hawkins. AWR, I am really looking forward to bringing you to the Crossbreed Holster Studios when you're in town for the NRA. We're going to work on that schedule. Maybe, 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 just maybe, we can get you live in the studio. If not, at least we can get you to follow up with us at what we're all going to see together in Atlanta coming up in the next few weeks. Looking forward to seeing you, and thank you for everything that you do, my friend. Breitbart News, AWR Hawkins, at AWR Hawkins on Twitter, and Facebook.com/AWR Hawkins to read the very stories you heard him talking about today.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, nice talking to you guys. All of you. Have a great night.
You too.
You made it better. What's your Twitter handle real quick?
At Gabby Franco TS4.
At Gabby Franco TS4. We've got at AWR Hawkins. And Val Dior, I want to thank you. You are, and this is, I love saying this, Salem Radio Network Southeast National Correspondent, mm-hmm. of course, based in Dallas.
I've known you for years as
Dallas's news
fancy.
Chick.
Yeah, right.
Love it very much. If you want to tweet Val Dior, you can do that at your news chick. Love it. And you got the little photo and all the cool stuff going on.
Can I have my weapon back? Are you safe enough?
I brought it with me. Yes, you can have it.
Enough?
I am good
He's
to
safe
go.
Because I'm out here.
I am surrounded by two
I'm
gonna beautiful
turn you over.
Armed
I'm
going to
turn
women,
you over to
and
Gabby.
It is beautiful. I want to thank you for being with us.
My pleasure.
Raleigh, thanks for tuning in. Everywhere else around the country. Hey, guess what? Kevin Michalowski is going to be talking to us next in the next hour from the USCCA. He's the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, as is... Oh, we've got Crossbreed Holsters coming up. Trent Cooper's going to be here. You've been listening to Armed American Radio. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. We'll see you in the next hour.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.